Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is can versus may. A listener named Donna says that after familiarizing herself with the definitions and usages of can and may, she still isn't sure which word to use in this sentence. May we expect you tomorrow, or can we expect you tomorrow? That's a tough one. Guest writer Bonnie Tranga writes, "Once upon a time in the land of strict grammar rules, can denoted physical or mental ability, and may denoted permission or authorization. It wasn't okay to use can if you were talking about permission. You could hear citizens of this land saying, 'May I accompany you to the ball, Miss Fuzzywink?' And, 'Why, of course you may, my dear.' This young lady perhaps would ask her suitor about his dancing abilities. 'Can you do the cha-cha?' And he would answer that he did have the ability. 'Why, of course I can, Miss Fuzzywink.' Nowadays, the rules aren't so cut and dried. Since the second half of the 19th century, can has been used in informal contexts to denote permission. You've probably heard someone ask, 'Can I go to the party?' If we lived in strict grammar land, the authorities would complain about this usage. But these days, it's acceptable to use can in this matter if you're speaking informally. If you're a teacher of young children, you probably often hear, 'Can I go to the bathroom?' Parents probably hear their children whining, 'Can I have a cell phone?' So, are the kids to blame for using can instead of may? Well, they just repeat what grown-ups say, and grown-ups are apparently moving away from the sometimes prissy-sounding may. Now, may does have its rare place. If formality and politeness are of the utmost importance, you should use may to denote permission. So it would be better to say to the waiter at a fancy restaurant, "May I have more water, please?" than "Can I have more water, please?" And if you've just knocked on a door, you should probably say, "May I come in?" Before we answer Donna's question, let's talk about denying permission. No, you may not turn off your listening device just yet. It is possible to use the obscure contraction mayn't, but I wouldn't recommend it. That's why one authority states that, quote, "educated people," unquote, typically say "can't I" instead of "mayn't I" or "may I not." So if we were in the land of strict grammar rules, we might hear Miss Fuzzywink asking her governess, "But why can't I go to the ball?" Even she probably wouldn't say, "Why mayn't I?" Microsoft Word doesn't even recognize mayn't as a word, so mayn't will probably be obsolete soon, if it isn't already. Now we can ponder Donna's question about can or may we expect you tomorrow. We need to ask ourselves if the speaker is talking about ability or permission. I don't think it's talking about permission. Are we allowed to expect you tomorrow? No, that doesn't seem right. Neither does it seem to be talking about ability. Are we mentally able to expect you tomorrow? No, that's not right. I've ruminated on it for a while, and I have a feeling that the word might would be better. Might we expect you tomorrow? Although this sentence is somewhat formal, I'm uncertain of the context of Donna's question. So this opens up another avenue of discussion. Luckily, we've already covered the difference between may and might. Just go to that episode to hear all about it. In the meantime, if we want to ask, "Are you coming tomorrow?" perhaps we should just say it that way. If I were forced to choose between can and may, I think I would say, "Can we expect you tomorrow?" You may now discuss this conundrum among yourselves. You have my permission. Don't worry, though, if you can't figure it out. I don't have the ability either. In short, it's okay to use can instead of may when you're speaking informally. But if you're being formal or polite, use may when you're speaking about authorization. This podcast was written by Bonnie Tranga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, the author of the paperback book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. Finally, I have a couple of things for which to thank you. First, thank you for voting Grammar Girl the best education podcast of 2008 in the Podcast Awards. I'm truly honored. Second, thank you for writing all your pet peeves in the comments section 2 weeks ago. I'm going through them and thinking about the best way to choose a winner. That's all. Thanks for listening.